would unite to persecute those who keep the commandments of God have been pronounced groundless and absurd. It has been confidently declared that this land could never become other than what it has been, the defender of religious liberty, religious freedom. But as the question of enforcing Sunday observance is widely agitated, the event so long doubted and disbelieved is seen to be approaching, and the third message will produce an effect which it could not have had before. As the question of Sunday is agitated, the third angel's message is suddenly going to have a power come into it. It'll have an effect that it couldn't have before. And this power, this effect, is going to be given, demonstrated by those that have prepared for the coming test by bringing their character into agreement with all the light, by having the oil in their vessel. And in this sense, we can see the sprinkling of the latter rain beginning prior to the testing time, which purifies the church, allowing the Lord to pour out the latter rain without measure upon a bride that has made herself ready. Now, in Christ's day, perhaps the main reason that the Jews crucified Christ was their misunderstanding of prophecy. And this misunderstanding of prophecy is one of the many type, anti-type situations that Adventism has the possibility of repeating. In Evangelism 6:12, 6:13, we're told this: in our day, as in Christ's day, there may be a misreading and misinterpreting of the Scriptures. If the Jews had studied the Scriptures with earnest, prayerful hearts, their searching would have been rewarded with a true knowledge of the time, and not only the time, but also the manner of Christ's appearing. They would not have ascribed the glorious second appearing of Christ to his first advent. They had the testimony of Daniel. They had the testimony of Isaiah and the other prophets. They had the teaching of Moses. And here was Christ in their very midst. And still they were searching the Scriptures for evidence in regard to his coming. And they were so doing, and they were doing unto Christ the very things that had been prophesied they would do. They were so blinded, they knew not what they were doing. Now, we have this possibility of misunderstanding the prophecies and not even recognizing that the time of our visitation is here. And one of the clear misunderstandings that Sister White has said is a possibility for us to fall into in a parallel to what the Jews did with Christ concerns the latter.